It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
2012, a movie was released by Two Match Productions. It was called Earth Day, a zombie apocalypse. Currently working on the sequel to that movie. There's going to be some filming going on at Sandberg Mall coming up starting October 26th. With lots and lots and lots of zombies. And joining us this morning to talk more about this movie and maybe your chance to be a zombie, to be an extra in the film, Mike Patterson, Mike Carlson from Two Mats Productions. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for coming in with us again here this morning.
Thanks for having us. This is Cub Fan Mike. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay, we're... there we go.
Hello, I'll use your mic.
Yeah, there we go. No, we're good now. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I have one extra button pushed there. All right. You guys never mess up anything with your equipment.
Oh,
right?
Never.
No. That's what I figured. Okay. Well, let's talk again. Let's kind of recap. We talked a little bit before when you were on with us about kind of how you got started and going with the zombie theme. Tell us just a little bit more about the background and how you guys hooked up together and started what you're doing.
Well,
Mike or Mike, either one.
You take the floor.
Well, we met at Illinois State University in Normal. And then that's where I met my cinema soulmate, Mike Patterson here.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was a touching moment.
So tell us what, I guess, back up a little bit to what exactly is a zombie and what's the craze about this in the last few years?
A zombie is an undead person.
Is that a person that has died and then come back to life?
Yes.
But not really back to life, is it? They're back.
Well,
but they're still,
that's true. That's true.
Still undead.
A reanimated. Corpse,
there you go.
There's a cast of characters of horror characters. You know, there's the Dracula, there's the mummy, there's the Wolfman. Everyone gets their time, and I guess this time is
it's the time of the zombies. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
It's just exploded. In fact, we were just talking yesterday, and this doesn't hurt you guys' cause at all. That The Walking Dead, fifth season, whatever this premiere was on Sunday night, the highest or most watched cable show ever, non sporting event.
Wow.
And that broke the record. Previous was last year's season opener. So I mean, this bodes well for you guys. I mean, it's just crazy how the whole zombie thing has exploded.
Yeah. At last time we were on, we got a lot of exposure on our Facebook page to www.facebook.com/2mats. with no fault of your own, a lot of people kind of thought we were connected to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, they thought The Walking Dead was coming to
town.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Oh, I apologize for that.
They said, we love the show. We'd like to be on the show.
I'm how come I'm not on The Walking Dead?
I'd like to be on the show, too. But
do you want my – I got my resume. I'm like – my 8x10, you want that?
Yeah, we had.
This is even better. We're talking big screen. We're not talking small screen.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's just where we picked up when we did Earth Day. We were trying to think of something to do because we have our friends. They run the Drunken Zombie Film Festival over in Peoria, and we wanted to do something, you know, submit something. We thought, what's hot right now? Zombies are hot. So we did that with Earth Day, and then we thought, well, let's do a sequel. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. It will be showing this year, November 7th and 8th. And
We got one of the shorts from the full Earth Day will be.
Yeah, because we worked really hard on the first one, and it wasn't really – it doesn't fit the package or the mold that a lot of these film festivals – because we got into only three film festivals. But, I mean
– only. It would, ridiculous.
But, I mean, you have these, you know – delusions of grandeur, like everyone's going to love us. Or everywhere is going to send this, and everyone is going to love us and know how funny we are.
Right.
Yeah. But because it was 30 minutes long, and they either want like a 30 second, a 10 minute, or like a full length feature. So, if you send them like a 30 minute film, they're like, what am I going to do with this?
It got rejected quite a few times for the length.
So, we thought if we did like a horror anthology with this one, because we've got one of our friends we shot up. An abandoned house, and another we shot at a farm, and then in each part of the movie we got a different setting, and it has a different visual look. So, and then we're going to shoot another part of the story at the mall, and then another part in a field, and then an additional one maybe at a park in town. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, how long is this one actually going to be then?
Generally, we're projecting
35.
We're looking, between 35 and 40 minutes or so. Yeah,
we want to give people their money's worth, you know.
Yeah. Okay. it's just split up, and that's why we did Holidays of the Dead, because the initial idea was to do a just a bunch of shorts that lead up to whatever happens next. But then we thought, let's piece it all together, make it the second movie, and then we'll jump to a third, because we got three of them planned out total. We've got a we've got an end game that we're reaching. So this is just our way to get to there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our bigger thing is, like, what if, you know, what if the zombie apocalypse does come? What if we get hit by an asteroid, you know? But if we have, like, these three movies, then together we would have made an entire feature film.
It's technically a feature film.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, given your personalities, I have a hard time thinking you make a straight, scary movie. Do you weave some irony, a little tongue-in-cheek into this thing?
Or? A lot of horror purists would probably be like, that's not even a horror movie.
I don't even want to watch that. That's ridiculous.
It's horror comedy. That's the way we...
Well, I was thinking, it's kind of like, I mean, I watched Clue a bunch of times growing up, and I think maybe that might have influenced me a lot. I mean, because it's kind of a darker movie, but it's still kind of lighthearted.
Yeah.
I mean, more of a sicker.
I guess it's more dark comedy.
Yeah. Really.
Interesting. I think people don't understand the work that goes into it, because you're talking, you know, 30 and 35 minute film. How long did you work on the first one?
On the first one? Well, the first one we did in 2 days.
Okay.
Well, plus what we did was...
Plus the editing, I don't know, maybe 200, 300 hours maybe?
Yeah, we had to have it... We shot it in April that year, and we had to have it by November. So luckily we had to have it by November, otherwise it wouldn't have got done.
This one, until you had a deadline, but this one you've been working on for what, almost a year?
Yeah, we started it. The thing that the short that's going to play at the film festival this year, we started last November. Actually, we started that then. So it takes a lot to go into it. And this short is only like 8 minutes, and it took us, we were out there, what, probably 7 hours that day?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, you want to have the best music, you want to have the best special effects, and you want... Yeah. I mean, you want it to be perfect, but eventually it's good to have a deadline, so you're like, okay, it's the best it's going to be. Just get it done.
Yeah, it just has to get done now. Yeah.
But still, there's a lot of hours involved. You can't just spend an afternoon, it'll be done.
Right, yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. That's the one thing that a lot of the – we want the zombies to know, and we did when we had our last shoot with a bunch of zombies. Like, there's a lot of hurry up and wait. Like, we've got to set everything – we get one thing done, that's great, but now we've got another half hour, maybe.
But the last crop of zombies we got, we were definitely spoiled. Like, they were fantastic.
Yeah, they were really good. Yeah.
Do you use the entire Sandberg Mall or just one court? Any one in particular that you think fits what you're looking for?
So far, we've used a couple of the different stores that they've let us in, like the older shops. The bookstore, we've used that quite a few times. That's just kind of a base of operations, just because the lighting's really nice in there. But yeah, we're going to use – this one's going to be center court primarily. This scene is going to be center court. The audio is kind of a nightmare, so we've kind of isolated it to certain areas just because the acoustics in there are just kind of hard to try.
We want it to be perfect.
Right. There you go. Right. Talking with Mike Carlson, Mike Patterson from Two Mats Productions, Earth Day 2, Holidays – what is it? Holidays of the Dead.
Of the Dead.
Yes,
of the
Holidays dead. Of the Dead. You're going to be doing some filming starting – what? It'll be Sunday, October 26th. Is that right?
October 26th, so that's our biggest zombie day.
Okay, so but you're to the point now where you still would like, I guess these will be extras as zombies. Are you still looking for people at this
point? Yeah, that's what we're putting the call out for. Yeah, we're looking for anybody and everybody to come out and be a zombie if they want to. So.
Once again, we're just two dudes. We don't really have a production.
Right.
We don't really have like an entire rack of clothing for people to get into. So we want people to show up, you know, and doing their best zombie makeup. And we do have Alethea Penlerick, who's a fantastic artist. And there's no way we would have got this far without her at all.
No.
So, I mean, she will be there to do touch-ups and everything. And I think she won't. She might be charging people.
She was doing – said she was going to do – she'll be there to help make up people if they need to. She's doing face paint, that kind of thing, but it's like $5 a person.
Yeah, but we want people to, I mean, if you can, do your own makeup at home and then show up just in your own ratty clothes. Yeah. And if you get, I don't think we're going to be using much stage blood
or
anything
really.
Like that, especially if you don't want to clean up at the mall.
Yeah. So. Do zombies actually have blood still, or are they? I wondered about that.
Well, I mean, when they eat people.
Just on the face.
I guess that makes sense.
We had a lot of people come in. They were dressed really well in that last shoot that we did.
So. And they had a lot more props and more ideas. They had a lot more. I mean, we didn't have enough time for the ideas that they had.
Right. Cool.
Well, and I suppose the timing of this isn't bad either. If somebody wants to, you know, use it for Halloween extended, was that your thought at all here the last week? I mean, everybody's thinking along these lines at Halloween time.
Yeah, we were tying it in mostly, though, with, like, Sandberg's Zombie Walk. They're doing, like, a Zombie Walk situation out there.
It was really good. I mean, Michelle reached out to us.
Yeah.
And then it was just, like, a dream come true. Like, of all of our friends, I mean, they make films. If someone called them and asked them, hey, do you want to use this mall? Like, it was fantastic. It was, I just sat there and, like, it'd be great to shoot at this mall someday. And it was really, it's been fantastic. Yeah. They've worked with us really well.
So, yeah, it's basically just coordinating with that more than anything. It just really works out that it was right here before Halloween.
Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Will Stevenson. We're talking about a zombie movie, Earth Day 2, Holidays of the Dead. Two Mats Productions will be filming at Sandberg Mall October 26th. It is a Sunday, and they need people. They need zombies. Mike Carlson, Mike Patterson joining us. So for the most part, if you can, do your own zombie makeup. And if people are interested, how do they go about it? What do they do? Do you just show up? And if so, what time?
Yeah, they can just show up, preferably already made up, just for the sake of time, because it's a situation. I don't think they're going past 10, probably. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, if we started shooting, it'd be at 6. So if we could have people, because we'll have paperwork for people to sign.
And we're talking 6 o'clock in the evening after the mall is closed.
Yeah, after the mall is closed. But yeah, it's what, 5:30 maybe, just.
Why wouldn't we say 5?
Let's say 5. Okay. We're going to say 5.
Okay. Do you need volunteers to be eaten as well, or that's probably harder to get?
Yeah, non-zombies. You need any non-zombies?
Well, I think some people, we have some volunteers that did volunteer to be bait.
Yeah, we did. A couple of them.
That's a harder volunteer to get.
See, I'm envisioning a scene with a DJ or a talk show host doing a broadcast at the mall, or a reporter or something like that, and them getting eating while they're reporting on the apocalypse. And is that anywhere in the script? I was just wondering.
I mean, we could work something out if we wanted to.
You might get a call.
Okay.
No, there you go. All right. So you'll do filming on the 26th, and then after that, is it post-production, or is there some other filming in some other locations you're going
to
do?
Yeah, we've got some other locations we need to do. There's still a little bit more at the mall we need to shoot for some earlier scenes.
We've also thought about the sequel.
Well, yeah, we've still got a sequel. We got the part 3, the big finale to shoot.
So we need to show
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
We're going to probably shoot. I mean, if you're in at the mall, we might use some of that stuff in the next movie.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have it for part 2 and then for part three. Yeah, as well.
There we go.
Not to give away too much for 2.
Okay. We ruined the whole movie.
Now you've ruined the movie. You spoiled the entire thing. Don't even bother.
I just don't want people to be disappointed. Like, they're like, I didn't see my stuff. But I mean,
we're going to use it for both.
Yeah. So again, do they run these, you know, like Carl Sandburg College, I know every year has a film festival, some independent films and that sort of thing. Is that what we would expect to see this at a gathering like that? Or
we'll probably try and get one or two of the shorts of the whole thing into something like that, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, just stuff like that is what we're going for. It's just kind of fuel of the fire. Like, oh, we're in a film festival. You know, like, pat us on the back. But I mean, I think we'd make movies regardless.
Yeah. We were doing it before. We had a film festival to shoot at.
So we're going to need Zombie Fest at the Orpheum Theater. That'd be perfect.
Okay,
for
there we go.
How about that? So as far as your main characters, are these the people you got? Are these like friends of yours, people that maybe went through the program at ISU, or where did you find your other actors?
I'm going to leave that with Mike.
Okay, well, my wife works at Sandberg, and she forced me to go to a lot of the plays and musicals.
Oh, there you go.
So, I mean, just the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'd love to put that guy in a movie. I'd love to put that girl in a movie. So it was just coming up with the idea and then approaching them. And Susan definitely helped in when we were trying to facilitate getting those students, Susan Sharp, at Sandberg. So. Mm-hmm.
How about as far as the music? You obviously have to have a soundtrack or some music throughout. How do you come up with that? Are either of you musical and take care of that part?
No. Like that, I mean, probably that's the hardest part, because you have like the specific idea, and then the artists come back and you're like, it was kind of what I was looking for. But it's like, we did have Mike Shoemaker. He helped us at local here in town, and then your friend Dennis Bologna.
Yeah, Bologna. He's been doing a lot of he's our sound engineer. He's our house sound engineer. He's doing a lot of I threw something and I'm like, okay, well, this is what I need. I recorded me whistling the sound, and he made a whole song around it. It was fantastic. He's brilliant.
But then we sent him this movie, this song from One Crazy Summer, and we're like, we need a song kind of like this. And then he brought us a song.
He made a non-copyright infringement version of the song, and that's the end. That's the end song for Earth Day 1.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So it's not going to be all this foreboding, heavy, dark music then, in other words.
There'll be in a couple scenes, but no, there's one scene that we're shooting. We had a lot of people volunteer their children up as zombies. So like, well, we got to write something for that. And there's one that's going to be a musical. with a bunch of kid zombies. That's going to be part of the.
Oh, cool!
It's part of the holidays.
They'll love that too. I mean, all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, you'll be filming October 26th at Sandberg Mall. If people are interested, come in your best zombie costume around 5 o'clock on Sunday, the 26th, 5 o'clock in the evening, and filming will start. And you say you probably won't go. I mean, it'll be a while. You said there will be some hurry up and wait, but you're talking maybe 4 or 5 hours.
It's not going to be a long thing. We're coordinating everything now to get everything ready for when we do have the zombies there, we can shoot and get as much done as quickly as possible. So,
but I guess we want to be specific. It's probably going to be like 4 hours
plus of sitting.
Yeah. And then maybe 30 minutes at most.
30 proper minutes of filming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking off the air a little bit. I found this interesting. You said even in some, I guess, big motion picture zombie films that it's hard for them to get enough extra because of budgets or whatever, hard for them to get enough extras. A lot of them don't have that many zombies. You guys are going to have, hopefully, an inordinate amount of zombies and more than you see in some other films.
Because a lot of the film festivals we've gone to, just to scope things out, like in other film festivals we sent stuff and then not gotten stuff into, there are movies that have zombies in them, maybe have 10, 12 zombies. Yeah. And so, I mean, if we go to a movie with this army of zombies, they can't turn us away. It's impossible. There's no way they could.
Oh, they could. They could. They just won't.
Just say no.
They won't. They won't allow it.
But no thanks.
I've seen the rejection emails. They will.
Well, we were talking yesterday. They're trying to remake the Ten Commandments, and of course that had a cast of what we say 2,500 or something.
25,000.
You know, yes. Back in the day, of course now they can computer generate like they do with Lord of the Rings. Is that too high end for you guys to try and do that on a computer with zombies? Is that why you like the actual?
Let's quadruple
bodies?
The zombies, Mike.
Okay, you know somebody can do that. That'll be 2 or 3 years out, maybe. Still, yeah. Once we get a CGI engineer.
Yeah, well, there's some green screen stuff that we want to do on this one on Earth Day too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's probably. I mean, the hardest part is going to be the editing and the post production.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that at all.
All right. Mike Carlson, Mike Patterson, Two Mats Productions. Again, if you're interested in being a zombie and being on the big screen, perhaps, they're going to be filming Sandberg Mall Sunday, October 26th. Be there around 5 o'clock in the evening and expect to be around for 4 hours or so. And it'll be maybe a little bit of a slow process, but it's going to be fun, and I'm sure the end result's going to be worth it. Gentlemen, thank you again for stopping by. We appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again down the road for the third in the series.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.